Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
The quarterbacks here for 2 years have talked about how close they are. Is that always the case in your experience? And like, how much does that help, especially during a week like this?
I think it's huge. And you got to give Tavita Pritchard, our quarterback's coach, a lot of credit for building that type of camaraderie in that room. And David Blauswell, the assistant quarterback's coach, just truly good guys that like each other. Like, across the board, I would let anybody in that room marry my hypothetical daughter, except Hartman, because he's way too good looking. But just phenomenal people above all else, hard workers, professionals, and they're truly like a joy to be around every day.
Man, Hartman gets a lot of love for a guy that's probably never going to see, all due respect, an NFL field. I don't think he will in a regular season game. Look, anything can happen. Quarterbacks get hurt at an alarming rate. By the way, is Kingsbury married? I don't think he is, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I bet he has enjoyed himself over the years as a single person, and he's still relatively young, right? He's in his early 40s. He's definitely 40. He's older. He's got to be in his early 40s, something like that.
He is. Okay, I looked up Kingsbury age, and that was not the thing to look up. Now I have to add in Cliff because it's just somebody else named Kingsbury. That didn't even come up either. That's weird.
All right. It does not look, I'm looking at just the Wikipedia page. It does not look like he's married. It does not look like
Cliff's 46, by the way.
He's 46 years old. Good morning, everybody. It's a football Friday. Excited about that. Sam Hartman won't be the backup. Josh Johnson will be to Marcus Mariota. That is my very strong lean on what will happen Sunday. I believe Marcus Mariota is going to be the starting quarterback for our team, and I think Jaden's going to be out on Sunday. We'll see. We'll get a kind of official news, I believe, in a few hours. In about an hour, they take the practice field at 11:10, and Quinn said that if Jaden doesn't practice today, he won't play. My guess is he doesn't practice today, and he'll be ruled out. We'll find out more during the course of this show. Ben's going to join us at 11:30 this morning, not noon, because Quinn is going to talk sometime between 12 and 12:20. We'll carry that live. We'll probably know before then based on whether or not Jaden practiced and was there for it. But that's right now what I believe will happen. I just called an educated guess. I think we're going to get Marcus Mariota Sunday against the Raiders. This from Danny A. Danny A. writes, "We're in trouble if it's Mariota. Kevin, do you remember how upset most fans were that they signed Mariota? I do, Danny. I do, Danny A. But he played last year, and everybody fell in love with him. He played great in the Carolina game after stumbling a little bit early on and came in and played very well in very much, you know, a game at the end of the year that didn't mean anything for the opponent, the Dallas Cowboys. I think Marcus Mariota is, you know, he's up there on the list of backup quarterbacks in the league. You know, Cousins is probably the number one backup quarterback in the league. You knew I'd slip that in, but he is. He should be starting probably for, you know, 10 teams minimum in the league right now. But Atlanta doesn't want to trade him, even if there was interest earlier this week in him. They are asking for a very steep price. But Mariota, probably in the top five, top 10 worst case of backup quarterbacks. I would say top five. See if there's somebody's done a list on the backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Cousins is clearly number one. I don't have everybody right here in my in the picture. Ooh, but
I got Seth Walder 3 days ago ranking backup NFL quarterbacks. I mean,
go
I,
ahead.
This seems to be pretty poignant given that Jake Browning and Carson Wentz are going to start against each other right on Sunday. Number one, Kirk Cousins. Yep. Number two, Jake Browning. Number three, Jackson Dart. Ugh. Number four, Marcus Mariota. I disagree. Number five, Tanner McKee. That's where I'll stop.
Tanner McKee, by the way, the Eagles love him. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, they really think he should be playing somewhere. So he's a top five backup quarterback. There's no doubt. Look, I remember the reaction when they signed him. It was, you know, they weren't signing him to be a starter. They were signing him to be a backup, and people seemed to have an issue with it. But we don't have to deal with what we felt like in the, you know, off season of 2024. He played. And not only that, he's been a terrific mentor. I would say that Jaden Daniels, if you took every single interview from the time that he started to play, you know, mini camps, OTAs, etc., I bet you he has mentioned Marcus Mariota's name more than anybody else unprompted. That is a hell of a quarterback room. Kingsbury, all right, Mariota, Blau, Tavita Pritchard. They really built, you know, a support group and a mentoring kind of a group around Jaden that totally fit. And he really has enjoyed. Remember the scene with Mariota just slowing him down after that Atlanta, you know, overtime play where he took the big shot and he went right to Mariota on the sideline. I feel good about Mariota. Do I feel as good as Jaden Daniels starting? No. There's at least a 5, 6, 7 point difference. It's a touchdown difference in the game. The game's got a chance to go either way without Jaden playing in it. With Jaden playing in it on Sunday, given the Raiders coming short week, Washington with the bye, et cetera, the mini bye, I would have thought that this would have been, as I described yesterday, a total get right football game. But now, you know, you got a guy that hasn't played since the end of last season. Exciting game. Threw a touchdown pass on essentially the last play of the game to beat the Cowboys to Terry McLaurin. You know what? I bet you he throws to Terry more than anybody else. We'll see. You know, they don't have to really worry about, you know, Mariota's, you know, running ability. He's certainly capable of running everything they run. The QB draws, the QB counters, the QB powers, certainly the zone reads, the scrambles. For me, I think, and I don't know why I think this, I think the opportunity for drive-killing throws is just much higher. That's what I would say about Mariota. There's no reason to say that based off his performance last year. Marcus over the years can be inaccurate. Marcus can take some risks, can, you know, put the ball in harm's way. But he didn't do it last year in any of the opportunities he had. You know, the Carolina game, 18 of 23 for 205 yards, 2 touchdowns. Remember, he took a couple of those big losses and a couple of big hits early in that first series when they went 3 and out. 11 rushes in that Carolina game for 34 yards. And then second half of the Dallas game, which quite frankly was one of the worst halves that Jaden played. The Cowboys seemed to, you know, have his number a little bit. He was really off, got sacked four or five times in the first half, threw for like 35 yards, hadn't really run the football much. And Marcus Mariota came in 15 of 18, 161 yards, two touchdowns, 95.9 QBR and a half, five rushes, 56 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Had a couple of big fourth down plays on that last drive. I'm pulling up that last drive. That last drive, they had a fourth and one, and that was where he pulled it on the zone read and ran 33 yards for a first down that kept him alive in the game with 30 seconds to go. I feel good about Marcus Mariota. Like, you know, as good as you can feel about a backup quarterback. He's just not Jaden Daniels. This game's not going to be easy. Won't be easy. I watched a lot of the Raiders-Chargers game yesterday after the show, and I've got a lot of notes in my Washington keys to a win over the Raiders. And I am going to certainly approach this right now, unless otherwise, if we don't get news otherwise, as if Marcus Mariota is the starting quarterback. But again, keep it here during this show. Things change, and certainly if Jaden's out there practicing, there's a chance. If Jaden's out there practicing, we'll see. I would assume that if he's out there practicing, he's got some sort of brace that he's wearing on that knee. What I really am very curious about is if Jaden doesn't play on Sunday, and my strong hunch is that he's not going to, what I'd really like to find out, and I don't know that anybody's going to find this out because they are so good out there now. They are so buttoned up for the most part, is just what is the knee injury from them? Not from reporting. We've heard sprained knee. Sprained knee can mean a lot of different things. There are lots of different grades of sprains. There are sprains that include the PCL, the MCL, etc. You know, is it possible that Jaden might miss two games? I don't know that. I don't know that at all. I think this week and the way Washington's handled it has made a ton of sense if they know he's not going to play. They have made the Raiders prepare for two quarterbacks. There was this comment on Wednesday. I saw Nikki Javala tweet this out. She tweeted out what Pete Carroll said the other day. Pete Carroll said, quote, "We'll have to prepare for him," meaning Jaden Daniels, "playing, and the bet is that he will. They may not practice him until later in the week, but we're going to count him going. We have a lot of background about Marcus on the staff and all that, so we know what his capabilities are, we think. So we're playing for both guys, but primarily for Jaden. So if Jaden doesn't go, and the strong lean here is that he won't, they made the Raiders prepare for two quarterbacks. Now, you can say, is it that much of a difference? Well, there is a difference in the actual player in terms of their ability. The style of offense, there's not a big change in preparation. That's true. That is true. My keys to a win over the Raiders on Sunday coming up. I've got smell test picks on the show today. 1-0 to start the week. Gave out the Dolphins on the show yesterday, plus the points. Really good football game last night. Actually, a very entertaining football game. I thought, you know, Miami took the opening kickoff, drove it down the field, scored. Buffalo answered twice. Man, they are so good offensively. Miami's not very good, and they're banged up on defense. James Cook is becoming... Is he among the elite backs in the league? Is it fair to say that James Cook's now in that conversation with Barkley, with Bijan, with Derrick Henry, with Gibbs? Is he in that class, or is he just below that elite level of running back class? Because he's damn good. I mean, last year in 2024, and it got him a big contract. Remember, he held out. He had... What did he rush for? He rushed for just over 1,000 yards in 16 games. And he also had, receptions totaling 250 yards and two touchdowns. You know, not a Saquon Barkley year last year, but he did average 5 yards a carry last year. Cook's really good. He's actually in some ways better than his brother. And Dalvin was a good back. Buffalo's really good. Entertaining game last night. 31-21. Buffalo held on. Tua threw an interception late. Man, Tua had a decent game managing the game, but how about 34 pass attempts, 22 completions for just 146 yards, 4.3 yards per completion. But he managed the game very well until the end when he threw a back-breaking pick as they were driving for what could have been a tying score and maybe an overtime forcing score. But Buffalo's 3-0, Miami's 0-3. We'll see what happens with Mike McDaniel. There's definitely a lot of, you know, literally down in that area, sharks circling Mike McDaniel's boat. And I don't know what ownership will do there. You know, McDaniel was boy wonder just 2 years ago when they were putting up 70 on Denver and 50s and 40s on just about everybody. But they can't stop anybody, and they got O-line issues. They got a lot of team speed still. You know, I was thinking about this with the Dolphins. Now, I don't think this will happen, but what if they become massive sellers at the trade deadline and they've got some receivers in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, you know, available if they end up making those guys available. Now, Tyreek Hill, once again, dealing with domestic abuse allegations. The league's looking into that, so it may be a moot point. And maybe because of that, it's a moot point anyway with our organization. But, you know, as this season goes on, if Washington's floundering at wide receiver because Noah Brown can't stay healthy, you wonder whether or not they would make some sort of move at that position at the trade deadline. Last year it was corner with Lattimore. I mean, we're still several games and a month and a half away from that conversation, 6 weeks away, 7 weeks away, something like that. But be interesting to see the players that might be available at the trade deadline. We've already seen they will err because of the belief that they have the opportunity to win something big. They'll err on the side of being overly aggressive. 8 draft picks for 3 players, you know, between last year's trade deadline and the end of the free agency period with Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil, and of course, Marshawn Lattimore. Smell test picks later on in the show. I've got several of them. Not a great college football Saturday board, although I think there, you know, are 2 really interesting games. Auburn and Oklahoma. Oklahoma's former quarterbacking Auburn. And then you get John Mateer. This kid is really good. He's second right now in the Heisman race odds wise behind Carson Beck. That game's a 3:30 kick. Then tomorrow night you get Florida at Miami. Florida is one hellacious defensive football team. Their quarterback absolutely destroyed them last week. I gave Florida out last night. It was one of my losses. For those of you that have no idea, that was one of those where, are you kidding me? They didn't cover in the game. I mean, LSU had 10 first downs in the game, scored 20 points. Florida had 5 picks by their quarterback. Their quarterback, DJ Lagway, threw 5 interceptions. Some of them were just horrific. And still, they were in the game late, catching 7. They ended up losing by 10. Well, they are a 9.5-point favorite. They were a 7-point favorite. Massive sharp money on Miami last night that came in. I mean, big sharp money on the Canes. But that game is interesting tomorrow night as well. Illinois and Indiana in the Big Ten. Are either one of those 2 teams for real? Man, I'll tell you what, Cignetti, I'd love to see him get beat and get beat a lot. He's an insufferable. The former JMU coach, who's now the coach at Indiana, they got him to the playoff. Man, he is a bit much. But Brett Bielema can be a bit much as well, although there hasn't been a lot of chirping between the two. We thought there would be heading into that game. That's an interesting game tomorrow night. And is USC for real? They're 19-point favorites at home in the Coliseum against Michigan State, who's 3-0. This might be a good SC team. Maryland tomorrow, right here on your home for Maryland football, at 12 noon, 11 a.m. Pre-game, you'll hear Johnny Holiday and Steve Suter on the call. The Terps go to Wisconsin for their first road game of the year, their first Big Ten game of the year. Wisconsin's a 10-point favorite in this game, and the Badgers have struggled here early in the season. They got absolutely run in Tuscaloosa last week, although defensively they appear to be a decent team. Wisconsin's had issues, man, with quarterback in particular in recent years. And then Sunday, and we'll go through the NFL card a little bit later on in the show, but the 1 o'clock window has Rams Eagles. That's a big time game. Texans Jags is a big game in the AFC South. And then in the late afternoon, Cowboys Bears is the featured game on Fox. But really, the other Fox game features 2-2-0 teams, the Cardinals and the Niners, with probably Mac Jones starting for San Francisco again. Sunday night, Chiefs at Giants. I think there's an assumption that the Chiefs will win that game and get back on track. Not so fast. Giants might be a wise play. And then the Monday night game is spectacular. Lions and Ravens. Yeah, that should be a really good game from M&T Bank. So a lot of football on the show for sure. I will have my keys to a Washington win over the Raiders. Again, I'm going to go with the assumption that it's Mariota Sunday. I think it will be. I have a strong hunch that it will be Marcus Mariota. But we'll know for sure maybe as early as 11 a.m. We'll be following that story. Ben will join us at 11:30. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Marisa's.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back to the eye discipline comment that you mentioned, because Dan also mentioned that a little bit. I think generally I understand the concept, but for you, what was the specific struggle? I get what eye concept, what eye discipline means, but what for you was not working in that regard? That multiple people have now brought that up.
Ask the question again, please.
Basically, for you, what is the struggling with eye discipline? What does that actually look like for you when you're watching the tape or watching the game?
All right, you understand when the call is called. Okay, where are my keys? All right, what am I looking at?
If I'm in man coverage, all right, make sure my eyes are on my man. If I'm in a combination where, all right, there's a possibility of a swap, the three guys that are in that combination, we're all keying the same thing, okay? We go through our fast motion rules, understanding who's taking one out, who's taking two out, who's taking three out when they get into a loaded concept. So it's not a simplistic answer because the different calls bring different, you know, keys and reads, but it's nothing that we weren't prepared for. We splashed Green Bay plays in. Now, we didn't tell the players that, but all during camp, because it was a Thursday night game. There was only going to be one game prior. So the concepts weren't concepts that we didn't think they were doing. We just didn't play it well, you know, at the wrong time.
Do you think last year there was an issue in that department, or was it just something that you?
I'm not worried about last year, just to be honest with you. I
just mean from a development standpoint.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I'm not worried about last year. I'm not trying to, you know, we didn't play well enough to win the Green Bay game. Okay. The reason we didn't play well enough, we didn't have great eye discipline. I'm trying to answer the question for you.
Joe Witt Jr., I watched both the Kingsbury and the Joe Witt Jr. press conferences after the show. Not that there isn't justification for being testy and being a little bit short. And he actually apologized because he started to talk about something from last year in a later answer and then said, my fault, I shouldn't have snapped at you because I just talked about last year. But there's pressure on Joe Witt Jr. I don't think there's any doubt about that. There was pressure coming into the season. They had a really good week one and they had a not so good week two. Other than up front, they did a decent job against the run in the Packer game. Javon Kinlaw has been outstanding the first two games. But defensively, 17 games this year at the end of it, we're gonna look at it. And if it was not a meaningful improvement from 2024, it's going to be a lot of talk about Joe Witt Jr. We had it, you know, I'm not interjecting this as a topic in week two because they weren't very good against the Packers. This is something we all talked about during the offseason. We'll see what happens. You know, I've had many of you reach out to say, why doesn't Dan Quinn take back play calling? I don't know that that's the issue. I don't know that the issue is the coordinator, the scheme, the play calling. I don't. I do think that looking at this team and the personnel they have on defense, now they lost Dietrich Wise, obviously, I think their personnel is at least slightly better than it was last year. So the expectation should be a little bit higher, but with that said, the teams they're playing, the quarterbacks they're playing, the receivers, the running backs they're playing are also different than the ones they faced last year. All right. Washington beats the Raiders on Sundays if my keys to the game. I watched basically the entire Chargers-Raiders game from Monday night. Watched it, you know, the broadcast, watched a lot of the All-22 because, when we get these AFC teams that we don't see, and it's early in the season, we haven't seen a lot of the Giants, Eagles, and Cowboys either. But a lot of new stuff. You know, the Raiders hired Pete Carroll in the offseason, hired Chip Kelly to be the offensive coordinator, went out and got Geno Smith. You know, that's an organization that thought about this season as a season in which, hey, we can contend. We can play for something. We can have a winning season. They're in a tough division for that. With the Chargers, obviously, the Chiefs and the Broncos, there were high expectations for Denver this year. But, you know, Pete Carroll, as an older coach, maybe that was part of it. You know, if you were going to go for a rebuild, you maybe hire somebody younger. They brought Pete Carroll in, and it's they're all in a little bit on not the Super Bowl, not a division title, but on having a winning season and contending for a playoff spot. They're off to a 1-1 start. They beat the Patriots in the opener 20-13. That was on the road. And then the home game on Monday night, they lost to the Chargers 20-9. A big part of that loss was Geno Smith throwing three picks in the game. He's thrown four in the first two games. He leads the league with four interceptions in two games. All right. I'll just say one thing about the Raiders in general. I think that this has a chance offensively, even with Mariota at quarterback, to be a big day through the air. They don't cover well. they seem disorganized defensively. You know, and Graham's been a good defensive coordinator. Now, their pass rush with Max Crosby can be a problem. So my number one key, Washington beats the Raiders if they protect the quarterback. I think that quarterback will be Marcus Mariota on Sunday. You have to account for Max Crosby. But I think if they can protect the quarterback, which they could not do against Green Bay, and by the way, part of that protecting the quarterback means to run the football a little bit. But I think so, there are some big chunk opportunities, both, you know, through the air yard route and also with yards after catch against this Raiders secondary. Will Washington protect with a different offensive line Sunday? I'm not discounting the potential, not probability, but the potential that Josh Connerly Jr. could take a seat for Andrew Wiley, or maybe Allegretti takes a seat for Wiley. So at least they've got a player that they, because Allegretti hasn't played well either. I think, as I mentioned yesterday, there's a chance they could go with six offensive linemen, not because they've got an issue with protecting, but because John Bates isn't going to play, more likely than not. And that sixth offensive lineman could be a guy like Trent Scott. I saw Pete Haley, who's now up in Connecticut. Pete, of course, used to be in town. I saw him tweet out, "I'd love the odds on a Trent Scott touchdown catch." Remember, he had that touchdown against the Bengals. So don't be surprised if you get a sixth O lineman who's essentially replacing John Bates, you know, and they can go 12 personnel with that, and they can throw out of that. You know, and that can be part protection as well. Trent Scott would be, if he lined up, would be ineligible. Eligible, not ineligible. Did I say ineligible? He would be ineligible. But I could definitely see on Sunday, after watching the Raiders defensively, if they can handle Max Crosby, not easy. You cannot let Josh Connerly Jr. go solo on Max Crosby. That would be negligence at the highest level after what we saw last week. Max Crosby may have the highest motor of any player in the league. Quinn said that the other day. It's so true. Every single time you watch Max Crosby, it is just a motor like it never stops. The energy level he plays with, you have to account for Max Crosby because he can wreck a game. You know, and this is one of those games which, even with Mariota, I think they can win the game, but not if they take big sacks that end drives, not if they turn the ball over because of pressure. I would imagine that Max Crosby is going to be handled by more than Josh Connerly Jr. or by a replacement for Josh Connerly Jr. But I think if they can protect their passer, again, I think it will be Mariota. We'll see. Things may have changed here, and we'll find out, I think, within the hour. I think they can throw the football. I think this could be a big day for Ertz. I think it could be a big day for Deebo Samuel. I think it could be a big day for Terry in this game. It'll be interesting if Noah Brown doesn't go. Is it Chris Moore? Is it McCaffrey? I think it'll be Moore. He's played on the outside. They're going to miss Noah Brown. You know, the players that they lost, Bates, Brown, Wise, and Eckler, that's each one stings because there aren't obvious replacements for any of them. Number one key to beating Vegas on Sunday is to protect the quarterback, because I do think that their best way to move the football, and I'm not advocating, you know, calling 50 pass plays to just 12 running back runs. You know, I want them to be able to run the ball. That's part of the protection of their quarterback, is to run the football and be able to maybe play action off of running the football. But the protection of the quarterback on Sunday is crucial, because if the quarterback, whether it is first and 10 play action or third and 9 drop back, if you can protect the quarterback, I think this will be a different game for the receivers and the tight ends and maybe the backs as well, in terms of their ability to be open, much more so than they were against Green Bay. Number two, have to take advantage of what should be an absolute advantage Washington has defensively up front against the Raiders' offensive line. The Raiders do not have a good offensive line. Plus, one of their players, their starting right guard, Powers Johnson is his name. He could be out, and it's not a good O-line to begin with. To me, after watching what I watched in the opener against the Giants, I know it was the opener, but Kinlaw and Payne, Armstrong, this is a better defensive front than the one we had last year. Now, you know, it did a decent job against the run, although Jacobs did get yards when he needed to get yards. You know, I think the, you know, the talk, and I don't know, you know, I had Steve Suter do the film breakdown. Steve talked about it was a pretty good job against the run. I still think Jacobs, when they needed him to get yards, got yards. But it wasn't a terrible night. It was an average to slightly higher average night against the run. They got torched through the air in that game. But if the mismatch against the Raiders offensive line is what I think it is, and Washington comes out with the kind of energy level and the kind of dominance they had against the Giants offensive line, I think that that's a huge advantage for Washington. I think this could be a defensive-led win. I think the Raiders could have a difficult time running the football. Did you know, I saw this stat, that Ashton Jeanty is averaging 0.2 yards before he gets contacted. That means there is immediate penetration, and he is getting hit in the backfield. He has actually done a phenomenal job of making people miss or breaking tackles just to get back to the line of scrimmage at times. Raiders' offensive line is not good. And I'll tell you what, when you, in the Chip Kelly offense, you need some time for your quarterback. And Geno can rip it. Make no mistake, Geno can rip it. He can make every throw. He's also a risk taker. I've always liked Geno Smith. And they have speed defensively. The fourth round pick, Thornton, number 10, I mean, watching him and then going back, he's a 4-3-4-4 guy. You know, they got Jacoby Myers, who's definitely more of a possession underneath guy. They've got some speed. So D-line, this is their game Sunday against the Raiders O-line. Stop the run, but then get after Geno and don't give him time, because if he has time, they've got burners. They've got big play ability. So I look at this game and I'm like, if we can protect the quarterback, whether it's in non-passing situations, play action, or it's in drop-back situations, obvious passing downs, there are going to be people open. And if the quarterback, if it's Jaden, I'd feel super comfortable. But I feel good about Mariota hitting wide open, Ertz hitting, you know, Terry with separation this week. I see separation. I see players open against the Raiders secondary, different than the Packers secondary. And then flip side, if the D-line can, you know, dominate what should be a banged up and not very good O-line, then the Raiders are going to have a difficult time. This is a game in which Washington can win in the trenches. And I didn't think that they did that last Thursday night. They certainly did not do that on offense against the Packers. What else did I have here? Yeah, I mean, in addition to, you know, owning that line of scrimmage, you've got to tackle Jeanty. Jeanty hasn't gotten off yet, but he's totally capable of it. And he is a guy that can make people miss and can break tackles. He can get three when there's nothing. He can get back to the line of scrimmage when there's minus two. He can get 10 when there's four. So you've got to tackle well in this game against Ashton Jeanty. Yeah, I mean, I like the advantage Washington has up front on defense. I think that is a key to the game, to take advantage of that. Because if not, I could see the Raiders getting some big plays. You give Geno time, they've got guys that can get open and can get open deep. Back to Washington's offense. You really have to be more balanced, especially if it's Mariota, but even if it were Jaden Sunday. Let's be balanced. Let's get Kroski Merritt into the game. I think the running back situation plays out this way. And I'll ask Ben about this in an hour. I think it's Kroski Merritt to start. I think he's in the huddle on first and 10. I think that Chris Rodriguez gets short yardage opportunities, but I think he'll also get a series or two, you know, depending on the context of the game and how many series they have. I think he'll get a first and 10, a second and 4, second and 5 opportunity in a series in for Kroski Merritt. But I think Kroski Merritt, Bill, will be the starter. And then I expect to see Jeremy McNichols. I know how much they like him. I know how confident they are in him as a pass protector, as a he's the Eckler third down, you know, back. He's not the early down Eckler replacement, but he is he's not the early down replacement, but he is the third down replacement. You cannot protect the quarterback consistently if you're going to call 50 pass plays and just hand the ball off 12 times. You know, Quinn pointed that out. Washington's got to be more balanced. I am interested to see what they do, you know, up front. You know, can they go 12 personnel, keep Raiders in their, you know, base, which is a 4-3, and can they throw, you know, off that and get people open? I think they will be able to do that. What else did I have here? Turnovers are going to be key in this game. You know, this is the way you lose Sunday, is you end up with two picks. You end up with a high throw to a wide open guy, you know, over the middle, Ertz, and it gets picked off by Jeremy Chin, maybe. Yes, he plays for the Raiders. You cough one up, you know, on a backside hit by Crosby. They haven't turned it over in two games. They also haven't gotten takeaways. If you get two takeaways, if you're plus two, I think this is a double-digit win. If you're even, I think it's a close game. If you're minus two, I think it's problematic. You know, I think they could lose the game. You could say that about almost every NFL game, but the Raiders are going to need coming in tired, maybe. They're going to need a couple of plays. You can't give it to them. They've got a good punter, and Carlson's a very good kicker. You know, so if it comes down to that, they've got, you know, two good kickers. We've got good kick coverage. And I thought Jalen Lane looked good on punt returns last week. I did. What else do I have here? Yeah. To me, it is protect the quarterback, and you can have a big day, I think, throwing the football against their secondary. Be disruptive up front on defense, because I think you can stop the run, and I think you can get after Geno Smith. And I think if you don't get after Geno Smith, they've got guys that can make plays. They've got team speed at wide receiver. Oh, and they've got Brock Bowers. Okay, they've got arguably the best tight end in football. All right, 112 catches as a rookie last year. He's not 100%, but he played on Monday night. But if you give him time between their receivers and Brock Bowers, Geno can pick you apart. He's capable of that. But with pressure, he'll put him up for grabs, and you got to make him pay. And then I do think that turnover margin in this game, I mean, you can say that about almost any game, but I think in this game, you cannot give the Raiders life by giving them short fields in this game. I see a Washington win with either quarterback, but I think it'll be much closer with Mariota. Our predictions later on in the show. All right. Ben's coming up at 11:30. We will get to an NFL preview later on in the show, but you're going to hear from Jay Gruden next. Jay jumped on my podcast, which will air later on today, but I carved out about 10 minutes of Jay talking about Jaden and how to protect him. And also just the overall thought about how to replace Bates and what to do with Connerly Jr. You'll hear the former head coach Jay Gruden next when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, here's what's happening. Happy Friday. It has been a quiet day around the world of DC sports so far, so let's hear what's happening beyond Thursday Night Football. Last night, the Bills, they took on the Miami Dolphins. A close game for the most part. And then the Bills closed it out off a Tua Tagovailoa interception late in the fourth quarter on a drive to try and tie the game. The Dolphins kept it close, or at least as close as they could, with a banged up defense. Buffalo wins 31 21. And to baseball, Clayton Kershaw has announced his intention to retire from baseball at the end of this season, closing the book on a career that is spanning nearly two decades. The three-time Cy Young winner says he's at peace with the decision and says that it is the, quote, the right time, end quote. Tonight, the Nats, they shift their focus to a weekend series versus the New York Mets. Live from the Big Apple, Andrew Alvarez in line to start against Brandon Sproat. First pitch at 7:10. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheen is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jay Gruden comes on my podcast every week on Fridays. Sometimes we record it early in the morning, and when we do, I want to play some of it here on the radio show. So I carved out 10 minutes of my conversation about an hour and a half ago with Jay, and you know, talking exclusively really about the offense heading into the game against the Raiders. Jaden has been the most hit quarterback during his 22 NFL game career. Would that bother you, A, and B, if it did, how would you go about minimizing the times he gets hit?
Man, it's so hard, Kevin, because he's so good with the ball in his hands, you know, but he also is the franchise, and you got to protect him. So there is a fine line between using his strengths, getting him the ball outside on the perimeter and protecting him. So that's the toughest dilemma I think Coach Quinn and Coach Kingsbury have right now, is trying to limit the hits but utilize his strengths, which is his athleticism. So I don't know the answer to that, to be honest with you. I think Jaden's got to do a good job of avoiding the hits, but I think the majority of the hits that you got to really make sure he doesn't hit are in the pocket. You got to make sure he's protected. Your line's got to play better in known passing situations. And I think when he's outside running, I think he's fine. I think it's just in the pocket. Some of the hits that he takes is concerning to me. Their offensive line's got to play better.
Would you make any changes anywhere before the Raiders game, personnel-wise?
I'd seriously take a look at the right tackle position, really, and think about letting that guy,
Josh Connerly Jr.
Josh Connerly. I'd let him rest. I think he's a developmental project. I think he's got a good frame. He's got good feet and all that stuff. I don't know if he's quite ready for the type of players he's going against right now. I think he needs a little bit more time in the cooker. He's going to be a good player eventually, but not right now. I'd go back to the way it was last year at the right tackle position and go from there, because I think they played pretty good last year as a front offensive line wise. They've made so many changes, moving Coleman to left guard and moving Wiley to right guard. Right. Just, they're not going right now, in my opinion.
So you would move Wiley in there at right tackle?
I would definitely move Wiley to right tackle based on what I've seen in the first two games. Now, these guys are around him every day in practice. Maybe he's getting better and better, but I just think I'd much rather have Wiley right now at right tackle just because of his experience and the way he played last year. I thought he played decent. It's not like he's a Pro Bowler or anything like that, but he's a solid, good, right tackle.
What's the solution to no John Bates if he doesn't go and it doesn't look like he will on Sunday? And they don't appear to have a blocking tight end as an option. As a replacement.
That's a huge point. You know, the years before with Coach Rivera, they never had a blocking tight end either. It killed their running game. You got to have a guy in there that can block. I think maybe you put Wiley at right tackle and let Connerly be the big tight end and try that or something like that. Maybe bring in a big guy like Detroit does, Chicago does a little bit from time to time. But you got to have a point of attack tight end, in my opinion. And maybe Snott can come in there and do some things, scrape it on the backside, cut people off and all that. But it's a big hit for the running game. Now you got to spread people out, try to run inside zone or get on the perimeter with some toss cracks, some of that thing. There's some things you can do, but not having a good blocking tight end hurts you, especially in the third and short and known running situations if you have a 4-minute drill and things like that.
Did you say Trent Scott?
Trent Scott? Yeah. What about him?
No, I you said you can get somebody in there, like, and I thought you said Trent Scott, because he played when they had a couple of games last year, a couple of plays with six offensive linemen, and Trent Scott was guy.
Yeah, he'd be a good option too. Put Wiley back at right tackle. You put Connerly as a big tight.
Oh, I see. Yep. You know,
one of the other keep Connerly right tackle and bring Trent Scott in. Yeah, that's another good option. So I think that, you know, have six or seven plays, you know, you can do some good play actions like that, some max protection play action passes, and it helps with the running game as well.
This conversation just reminds me of when, you know, we've had these conversations before about Ryan Grant. You said DeSean Jackson wouldn't block. Jordan Reed couldn't block. I had to play Ryan Grant if we were going to run the football. That, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I remember, I don't know if I told this story or not, but we had a little play, a running play, where we motioned the flanker in, and he had to block first, you know, the safety if he was down in the box, and I had DeSean do it, and he looked at me after the play and walked through. He goes, "Hey, Drew, that's really not in our game plan, is it?" I go, "No, DeSean, I'll put Ryan Grant in there for that."
Yeah, I think you have. By the way, do you know what DeSean Jackson's doing right now?
Yeah, he's head coach of Delaware. So I've been following him. I think they've won a couple games. He's doing pretty good.
I talked about this yesterday. They're 2-1. Actually texted back and forth with Clinton Portis last week. He's the running backs coach, and he sent me a note. They're the number one rush offense in, you know, football, in 1AA. Number one rush offense after three games in that level. They're in that MEAC with Howard and some of those other schools.
I wonder if Clinton's running some Joe Gibbs counters and powers and all that.
I bet
that'd be sweet.
I bet he is. Did you think that DeSean Jackson would ever be a guy that could become a head coach?
He would be the last guy that I've ever coached, I would say, be a head coach. Just because, you know, I don't think he'd put the time in or be that interested. But he was a very smart player. You know, he tried to come in with his hood on and act like he's not paying attention. But he was one of the smartest guys I had. He went to Cal, for God's sakes. He tried to act like a thug and all that stuff. But he went to Cal. And yeah. He's a smart kid, you know. So, yeah, I just didn't think he'd want to be a coach, put the time in.
Yeah. So is there anything I can tell you from a gambling perspective, there is historically, but from a coach standpoint, did you ever, you know, put time into this West Coast team traveling east, playing a 1 o'clock kick. In this case, it's with the Raiders on short rest, Washington on a mini bye after playing last Thursday night. How much did that rest advantage or time zone advantage play into any sort of preparation?
You know, I don't know if that plays a factor or not. I'm sure maybe a little bit, maybe the legs get a little weary. To me, it's more about the heat. You know, some of these West Coast teams coming, you know, to Florida to play in the heat. That's where the most effect was. But, you know, it should be a nice day in Washington up there. It should be fine. I don't think it's a big issue, really, because I think going east to west and then coming back east is a more of a difficult situation to me. I don't think the West Coast coming here is a big deal, because those guys are usually up in the morning anyway, and they're practicing by 10 o'clock, you know, their time anyway. So I don't think it's got a big factor.
Historically, just so you know, from a betting standpoint, West Coast teams playing early 1 o'clock East Coast games, you take the home team, and it's worked out more often with respect to the number, with, you know, not wins and losses, with respect to the point spread. Chip Kelly is the offensive coordinator for Pete Carroll. What have you thought of Chip Kelly over the years?
You know, I think Chip does a good job. He's obviously a bright guy. But, you know, I think if Philadelphia struggled a little bit offensively, they have some good players. And, you know, they struggled against their last game. They only scored 6 points. Had a couple bad calls against the PIs that weren't called. But, you know, I don't know. I think the jury's out. So I don't want to speak poorly about a coach or anything like that. But I've not been very overly impressed with his offenses.
What about Pete Carroll? You went head to head with him a few times over the years.
Oh, Pete's a good. He's a good coach, man. He doesn't do anything offense, defense, or special teams. He's a very good motivator. He's very upbeat all the time. He's got great positive energy, which you need in pro football. You know, he's the same every day. Positive, high energy guy, hand clapping son of a gun, and he gets a lot out of his players. But as far as the X's and O's guys, I don't think he really puts a lot into that. I think he's more into the get people motivated. That type of thing, kind of like a Mike Tomlin, and those guys could be very successful if they hire good people around them.
Sunday is not a Code Red game, as we've come to label them over the years when it's appropriate, you know, but you've got it trademarked, so we certainly give you your credit for that. But it's a big game. You know, they go to Atlanta and to LA to face the Chargers. Actually, four out of their next five are on the road after Sunday. Do you view it as kind of a big early season game for Washington?
I do. I think all home games are huge. I think you got to take advantage of your home turf. You really do, because when you go on the road, it's difficult. We all know that. You mentioned the travel that they're going to have to face and the teams that they're going to have to play. So you're playing a team that just scored 6 points, new coaching staff. You got to take advantage of it. You got to win your home games. Because you look back at the season and you're going to be a game out of the wild card, or you're going to win the wild card by a game, or win your division by a game. So these all add up. And this is the big one, man. They got to get this win to get the 2-1, because you mentioned the road ahead is going to be tough. So they got to seal this.
Jay Gruden had a lot more. You can listen to it later on when my podcast is out. All right. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. 0980. Label the game on Sunday. Code Red is what Jay called the Tampa Bay game back in 2015. This is not that, although I know some of you believe it is close to it. Give me the label for this game on a scale of, you know, zero to five. Zero is not very significant one way or the other. Five is five alarm Code Red have to win game. Give me where you are and why at 301-230-0980. Again, keep it here. We're going to have some news shortly as they take the field for practice. And then Ben will jump on with us at 11:30. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.